Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Dan, that's not what we're supposed to do.
What, you said meet in the multi-story car park?
Yeah, but you're supposed to stay in your car and pull alongside mine and we talk through the window.
This is easy, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's not what you're supposed to do.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
No, what are you doing, following me to the Belgium game?
You followed me!
Oh, please.
What are you doing on TV? If I was Ashwood manager, I'd do this. They should bolster their midfield. They should start KFC. I would sign this player. I would sign that player.
That is standard punditry.
Me, me, me.
What do you mean, me, me, me?
That's all you say. Me, me, me.
I said you should sign Ben Me. That's literally all I said.
Me, me, me.
I'm just doing my job. Right.
Oh, fuck off, like you're a firefighter or a doctor.
Don't tell me to fuck off.
Don't tell me to fuck off.
I didn't tell you to fuck off.
Don't tell me to fuck off.
Did you just pinch me?
Well, you're annoying me.
Ow! Get off.
Stop pinching.
You pinch first.
You are going to piss everything up the wall, Dan. You hear me? Things are finally going well here.
You've won one league game.
Europa League, mate. Beat Roma, beat Rangers. But believe me, it's going well.
Then stop courting me in the press.
I am not courting you in the press. I'm not following you to international football matches which aren't remotely competitive. In fact, they probably border on bullying. Or I'm not tapping you up. I'm not speaking to your agent, unlike what every paper says.
Oh, but you're meeting me in a multi-story car park at 7 o'clock in the morning.
This is on my commute.
I don't know why you're playing these games, right? Quique Sanchez Flores. He went back, didn't he? It's not that unusual.
Quique Sanchez Flores.
Yeah?
Is that why you've grown a beard?
I haven't grown a beard.
Yes, you have. It's all patchy and it doesn't grow in all the way.
It's not a beard, Patrick.
Yeah, you're right about that.
It will grow in, right? It has to grow out and then those areas get more stubbly.
So you are growing a beard.
Can we get back to my future and what's best for the club?
Daniel C. Watson.
Middle name's Peter.
I've been subtly trying to tell you to fuck off through various mediums, but I'd like to try the good old-fashioned way, to your face.
Yeah, go on then.
Dan, I'm asking you nicely. I don't want you to be Ashwood manager. I don't want to hear your opinion about the club. I don't want you moving back here. Now, please, fuck off.
Do you mean that?
From the bottom of my heart.
Understood.
Oh, and Dan.
What?
One day. One day you'll have this job again.
I will?
Yeah, you will, mate. But when that happens, you'll be dreaming, so pinch yourself.
Ow!
Now fuck off!
Ow!
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite the turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter Season 2 of The Offensive. The Ashwood City players have returned from the international break. During that time, the club have secured a new sponsor for the former Gerry Harkness stand. Head of communications Jess Tate is working on the impact that may have with the fan base and perception of Ashwood City Football Club.
Christine, can you call Martin?
Martin?
Yeah, boring Martin.
Martin, the CFO?
Yeah, finance Martin.
I'm putting you through now. Hello?
Martin, it's Jess Tate.
Oh, he's just an acquaintance. Don't tell my wife, she'll only worry.
I just wanted to ask you an accounts question.
Oh, well, Patrick has outsourced a lot of the accounts team.
No, I know that. Look, there's some funding recently.
Like the Ashwood City Museum?
I've been handed a budget for it, and there's a new helicopter and a pilot and... Just a second!
You didn't say helicopter, did you?
I said, just a second, Woody!
Don't be daft, I'm not your mum. That was just one of those wee polite knocks, you know, a polite knock, but I'm coming in anyway type of thing, like a police raid.
Yeah, well, this is just rude, and you don't have a permit.
Why is this rude? What were you doing?
Nothing.
Ew, gross.
Oh, come on.
Seriously, what were you doing?
Work, Woody, I was doing fucking work.
Oh, eh? This is nice, isn't it?
And expensive. Don't touch it. What did you do on the international break?
I had a lovely wee time, you know. Well, say that. It was all going well, taking in the best of European international football, as you do.
Hmm.
Next thing you know, bang! I'm at a fucking Nazi rally.
Bulgaria, England.
Aye.
I've been meaning to go there one day.
I don't know. You have a real problem with,
racism?
Hooliganism? With cunts. That's it.
Oh, right. Okay.
Taking over the whole fucking country. Taking work away from proper, good, honest cunts like us.
Oh, what a shame.
Who's this?
That's Adam.
Adam the accountant?
Yes, Adam the accountant.
Hmm.
He doesn't photograph well, he can't smile.
Yeah, that's because he's married to you.
Can I help you with something?
I was about to tell you something, but I can't even remember what it was.
Well, you can go and have your bout of amnesia elsewhere, please and thank you. I'm busy. Au revoir, Wankershoe.
Busy doing what?
Woody.
I hope you're getting to the bottom of these leaking stories about the club.
Oh, here comes the conspiracy theories.
They're not conspiracy theories, right? First Gerry, then Dan. Who's leaking this?
I don't know.
Is it you?
What?
You're doing it, aren't you? Telling your gossipy football friends and they're taking it to the tabloids.
Why on earth would I do that?
Jess, Rebecca Vardy's on the phone. She says...
I knew it!
That was about something different.
What is it?
A party.
Yeah, sure, Jess. The Vardys are having a party. A likely story.
Can you either just remember what you came in here for or
A,
just...
A, B, C, D, E...
What are you doing?
I'm going through the alphabet.
Why?
Do you ever do that? You know, just go through the alphabet and try and remember... what you forgot.
Oh my god, have I ever told you that I hate you and I wish you were dead?
A, B, C, D, E, F,
oh,
F,
fuck off!
F,
was it fuck off?
F, focus group.
Oh shit.
Oh, hello, your highness. Where have you been?
Just been catching up on some stuff.
You know you've missed half the focus group. What were you doing?
I've been thinking about Gerry.
Yeah, he's dead, Jess. All right, dead, and he's not coming back this time. He's dead as Bury. Or Wrexham.
Wrexham are still going.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can they see us through this glass?
No, it's a one-way mirror type thing.
This is insane. Why do we have this?
Well, when we had crowd trouble back in the, forever, really. Security had it installed.
Wow. I feel like a cop. Wait, can they hear us?
Well, if you press this button, they can hear you on the speaker. I accidentally sat on it earlier and they may have heard my plans to sell Riviere.
I hope that was a joke.
Nah, sat on it, couldn't feel it.
No, I mean the Riviere thing.
Why are you thinking of Gerry Harkness?
Well, mostly I'm regretting I didn't kill him when I had the chance.
Ah, murder's frowned upon round here.
If it was the murder of Patrick Nolan, I don't think there'd be much frowning.
Hmm.
Then, of course, this thing has been on my mind.
The focus group.
The fan base are going to be...
Be what, Jess? Drunk? Inherently miserable? Projecting their self-loathing and complicated paternal relationships at the club?
Well, yes, all of the above, but also angry.
And that is exactly why we have this focus group, Jess. To reach out to our supporters and see how, as a company...
A club?
As a club... We can involve their opinion in our developments and ongoing commercial relationships. So, you know, we need to ask them what they prefer. The Broadley Health Spa stand or just the Broadley stand?
Why not just the Broadley Country Club stand?
I can't use the word country.
Why?
It's a long story, but I got these delivered.
What is that?
My O's.
Your O's?
Yeah. 50 O's from a country club stand.
50? Why?
They're going missing.
You know, we've generated some questions for this focus group as well.
Who's we?
The communications department.
Let me see. If in the event of renaming the Gerry Harkness stand to either of the following, would the unresolved contract of Kieran Broome... Sorry, what has this got to do with my stand?
It's about monitoring the mood. If we tip the scales too far, that stand could be empty this weekend.
Yeah, well, we're playing Brighton, so I imagine it will.
I don't get that. It should be a derby game.
No, I know. I've been trying to build that one up for years. They're only an hour away.
Half an hour as the crow flies.
Oh, great. I'll let fucking Gandalf know.
Gandalf can't fly, Patrick.
He's always riding those big birds, isn't he? Oh, don't be crass.
What?
You're smirking. Anyway, look, what's the relevance of the internal club matters, especially players?
Because, Patrick, if Hutch notices we have a full-blown boycott on our hands, he'll want to know why. And if the reason is because you're giving yourself advertising, I think you could have a bit of a problem.
I can handle Hutch.
I fucking hope so, because if I'm a multi-billionaire American owner of a £600 million asset, I'd like to know why some naming rights have gone to a poxy local business.
I'm franchising.
You're franchising.
Yeah, 60 clubs around the country by the end of 2022.
You're kidding.
I'm not. Now imagine that, a country club you could have a membership to, but they're everywhere. It's like Pizza Express, but for spas and leisure activities.
Pizza Express, that's the example you're using. Pizza Express.
What, can you think of a better one?
Yes, obviously.
What then, Bella Italia, Zaza?
It's easy.
Yeah, Zaza's the dancing penalty guy.
And you can choose other examples rather than Italian restaurants. There's Nando's.
Yeah.
There's Greg's and...
What else? Oh, no, there's loads of them popping up in every town over the last few years.
Food banks?
No.
Homeless shelters?
No. The Ivy? Remember how there used to be just one? Now there's loads.
What towns have the Ivy, Patrick?
Well, Marylebone, Richmond, Blackheath, Wimbledon. I think there's one in St John's Wood. Definitely Victoria.
You are really starting to lose touch with reality. You should go on Undercover Boss or something.
No thanks. I can hardly walk through the club's shop without people asking for proper working conditions. It's unbelievable.
And you think you're ready to launch a national franchise?
Well, not that it's any of your business, but yes.
Where are you getting all this money from? Should I be worried?
Worried? Why? You think I'm dipping into your purse?
No, I think you're dipping into our football club.
How dare you?
Well, am I right?
What the fuck is this question?
I'm asking if you're going to ruin this club, Patrick.
No, this question here, for God's sake.
What one?
19B. The rumours attaching the club to Dan Watson. Do they impact your current mood on Ashford City?
We have to know these things, Patrick.
I know the answer to that one, for fuck's sake. Besides, there are no rumours. It is not happening.
Yes, but it will give us an indication on their feelings about Eric Van Schmidt.
I don't give a van shit, all right? I just want to know, if I rename the stand, will they still give me their money? I don't want to know about their managerial hiring policy, or if they think we should press more. I don't want to know about their thoughts on bendy fucking bananas or a moderate immigration policy or what night is curry and a pint at Wetherspoons or any of that shit that they seem to be fucking obsessed with. You know, I don't care if they think they're owed a football club with impossible standards. I don't care if they think they're owed a job or a pension or a biannual holiday to Malaga. I care if I can still take their money without them getting even more fucking miserable that they stop attending, all right? Got it?
You sat on the button.
Yeah, you know what? I thought that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The naming rights developments have ignited widespread protests by various supporter groups. In an effort to avoid confrontation or road congestion difficulties, Chief Executive Patrick Nolan, Head of Communications Jess Tate, and Sporting Director Chris Woody Woodall have taken alternative travel arrangements.
Right, chopper rules. All right, remain in your seats. The pilots have carefully calibrated the weight of everybody and factored that into the seating plan.
Why are you both sat on that side and I'm here by myself?
Silence!
Who made you Neil Chopper Harris?
Because I'm the responsible adult here.
Yeah, I think you'll find Jess is.
I reckon if I spat now, I'd get one.
Well, there's 1,000 of them. It hardly requires pinpoint accuracy.
2,000.
So is that 2,000 people not attending? Right, let's say each one is paying £52 a head. Then you've got the added footfall and alcohol sales, minus concessions at a rate of around 20%. That's what? That's 100,000 lost.
So should I spit or not?
No, no.
Look, those ones are behaving themselves down there. Look.
They're the Brighton fans.
Oh, they're such a lovely bun.
Oh, so now you're not going to spit?
Oh, no, not on them. Well, I've got a clean shot of a few Ashwood ones. Permission to engage the hostiles?
They're not hostile if we're 700 feet above them and they're unarmed.
He's got a weapon. Him there.
That's a JD sports bag.
Yes, but what is inside it?
Probably cans of lager. Calm down.
Sounds like a weapon to me.
Engage the hostiles.
Patrick.
What?
Jess, do not engage. Do not engage.
I don't take orders from you. I take orders from my superior officer.
Oh, fucking hell. If you spit, not only will it most likely fly back in here, but I will personally escort you out of this vehicle myself.
That's nice of you.
I didn't mean when we'd landed.
Look, just keep your voices down, yeah? Let the pilot concentrate.
Hey, I'm in charge.
I'm just saying, this is his first day on the job. Give him some peace.
Patrick, he's flying above a fucking war zone.
That's what helicopters are for, isn't it?
Where did you buy this? Where did you hire the pilot?
It's just some investment strategy, infrastructure, development schemes that, you know, they'll benefit the club in more of a long-term sense.
What are you talking about?
You know, there's some nice greenery once you get away from the middle of that shitehole Dartley Park area, you know?
They said it was a protest, yeah. They didn't say what it was about.
Yes, they did.
Could be Extinction Rebellion.
What?
Could be those lot. You know, maybe it's not about the stand. Maybe it's about climate change.
You're not washing your hands of this.
No, none of us should, Jess. It's our planet.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You know what I always say? There's no planet B.
You reckon we could take the chopper to the Carabag game?
No, do the private jet.
Private jet?
Why not travel with the team?
Because I just want my own space. I've got a lot on my mind at the moment. What with this league form, Eric, climate change. I just want to take the private jet this Thursday. Is that too much to ask?
How long until the game?
Oh, can we not play in this a bit longer? Do a few more circles of the ground?
No.
Oh, come on, do a loop-de-loo?
What the fuck is a loop-de-loo?
Don't you know where it flips over?
Yeah, right, you two are banned from the chopper.
Oh,
come on, stop calling it a chopper. Woody. Woody. Oh, I love this song.
Patrick.
Woody, you're distracting the pilot.
Woody!
Woody. Won't you stop playing the bloody music?
Oh, so fucking Lee Harvey Oswald over here is fine, but me injecting some atmosphere into our chopper experience is unacceptable, is it?
Goswald?
Aye, spitting, gozzing.
Is that a common expression?
Oh, don't be elitist, pal.
No, I didn't mean common as in the working class.
Hey, we know what you meant.
Oh, don't act all high and mighty.
Difficult to tell me that when I'm in a private helicopter drinking wine.
Where did you get wine?
You're nowhere near common. You went to Cambridge.
So?
So, that makes you elite.
Coming from an Eton boy?
Hey, Etonians have diverse backgrounds.
Oh, yeah. Cayman Islands, Jersey, Cook Islands, Switzerland. Luxembourg.
Face it, you're both out of touch with the people.
Woody, your parents own a mansion in Falkirk.
Aye, and I gave them the £100 to buy it.
Yeah, and you're wearing a Tom Ford suit.
But it's a match day.
All right, fine. If you're as down to earth as you think, go and spend the game in the Broadley stand.
The what?
The Broadley stand.
It's a home game, pal.
Yeah, I know. The Broadley stand is the new Jerry Harkness stand.
Oh, is it?
Yes, that's what all the protests were about.
Oh, I thought they were about league form.
Well, you know, they might be drawing from both issues.
Oh, Christ's sake.
Why isn't it called the Broadley Country Club stand?
He's franchising.
Oh, that's great, pal. Congrats. Good for you.
Hey, the crowds have really thinned out down there.
They're boycotting the game. I knew it. Shit. Shit, you and your fucking country club.
I was driven to it.
Driven to it? Yeah, obviously, it's the cheap advertising for your business.
Look, it's not about whether it's free or not. It's about securing an advertising partner.
I didn't say free, I said cheap.
Right.
Patrick, you're paying for the sponsorship, aren't you?
Well, I paid for the new signage.
Oh, I've had enough.
If
Fine by me. Out you get. See you at the bottom.
Well, Alex and yourself should have found an advertising partner. We can't just have something that isn't sponsored. That's weird.
Yeah, well, we would have been able to find an advertising partner.
Yeah, well, you took your time.
Because you're toxic, Patrick. The whole fucking club is toxic.
That's your job.
It starts at the top. You, of all people, should know that.
Yeah, well, I'll have a word with Hutch and let him know.
Oh, so when it's not going your way, it's Hutch's club?
Yeah, actually.
Where the fuck are we?
Is that the coast?
Oi! Captain! Corporal! Whatever you fucking call... Where are we?
We should be in Brighton in around 15 minutes, Mr. Nolan.
I'm Mr. Woodall.
Oh, apologies, Mr. Woodall. So
you thought I was Patrick Nolan?
I did, actually. Yes.
Can you believe this? He thinks I'm you.
Woody, would you care to explain what the fuck is going on?
That pilot thinks I'm the most hated man in Ashwood, for fuck's sake.
No, not that.
Why are we coming into Brighton, Woody?
Don't shout in the chopper!
I'm going to throw you into the fucking Amex, you shit!
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Yes, sir?
Why are we going to Brighton?
For the game.
It's a home game. It's a home game, you bloody idiot.
Don't be rude to the pilot, pal.
Why are you taking a helicopter to a home game?
Because of the traffic. Because of the fucking protests.
Why are there protests? Because of the league position?
No, not because of the league position.
Is it about brooming?
It's got nothing to do with the running of the club, thank you, mate.
What's the protest for, then?
Just turn the helicopter around.
Chopper.
Shut up. Shut up. I hate you.
This is Brighton City Airport. Can you confirm your authority in this airspace?
Affirmative, Brighton City. We're transporting Ashwood City staff to the Premier League fixture.
It's an away game.
Yeah, see, I knew that.
No. It's a Brighton Hove Albion away game, meaning it's your guys' place.
Can you confirm that, Brighton City?
He's not the fucking FA. It's like Dartley Park. Turn this around.
Just waiting for the confirmation.
Right, that's it. I'm spitting. I'm fucking spitting.
Jess!
Jess, hold fire! Hold fire!
Penalty here for Ashwood just 10 minutes into the fixture. Willie Amadou stands over it. Here he comes to put Ashwood ahead. And he's put it over. My word, he looked distracted. He could not focus at all. Something took his attention. And it shows in the execution. It's a terrible, terrible penalty.
It's a poor penalty. That could have really put Ashwood in the driving seat for a fixture like this at home. He's lost his concentration. His head's all over the place. Just boot it down the middle.
Gareth, did you get some good photos of me and Dan in the car park?
Yeah, I covered it all, mate.
Good. Right, hold on to them until I say, yeah?
Not a problem.
All right.
Patrick.
What?
I don't know if they're going to have the same impact.
Why not?
Well, you just beat Brighton 2-0. The Dan Watson buzz won't be as hot.
Just save these for a rainy day, Gareth. Trust me.
Patrick, believe me when I say this. I will never trust you.
Ah... You know me too well, Gareth. You know me too well.
Hello?
Yes?
Oh, sorry. It just seemed like you were going to hang up.
Why?
Well, it was quite an ominous thing to say. Would have rounded off the phone call quite nicely, like a Hollywood movie.
Oh, right. I see. Well, yeah, I suppose you're right, actually.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I better shoot off.
Yeah, me too. I've got some bits and bobs
to
do.
Yeah, I've got...
Sorry?
No, you go ahead.
No. What were you going to say?
No, I was just saying I've just remembered I've got to move my car.
Oh, right. Why is that? You're not in the office?
No, I'm at a cafe.
Ah.
But I'm waiting for my wife.
Right. Yeah, parking expired.
Yeah, the parking is only up to an hour.
Ah, I hate that.
Yeah, bloody pain. But if I move it now, I can get a spot where it's free.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's residential parking.
Residential parking, but then free.
Free from 4 p.m.
Oh, right, that's unusual.
Yeah, it's usually 5, isn't it?
Usually, yeah.
I think it's because there's a school nearby.
Right, yeah, of course, the school run.
Exactly.
Anyway, yeah, it's, good to speak to you, Gareth.
You too, and, yeah. Chat soon. Okie dokie.
Okay, chai, beers, oh, blah, what am I saying? I went to say cheers and bye at the same time.
I thought you were going to ask me for a beer.
No, we'll not. Not that I wouldn't want to, I think. Yeah, that's... Okay, all right. Cheers then, Gareth.
See ya.
Yeah, bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive.
Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.